as someone that is new to investing, this is a very helpful platform to help me grow my knowledge. Keep up the good work.
Awesome podcast. Very informative. I love this podcast.
It's the Jamaica Stock Exchange and You podcast, a production of the Jamaica Stock Exchange in partnership with Hennika Watkins Porter of the Entrepreneurial You podcast. Join us every Monday at 6 a.m. for a new episode. Your path to understanding wealth starts now.
It is the Jamaica Stock Exchange and You podcast, and I am your host, Hennika Watkins Porter. Now, over the years, there has been heightened interest in the social sector, and this is really a sector that delves way down as it examines ways to change the way members of the society think, act, cooperate, and come to realize their potential. And this is where the Jamaica Social Stock Exchange, the JSSE, comes in. The JSSE is a social program driven by the Jamaica Stock Exchange's practice of corporate social responsibility in partnership with companies listed on the JSE, international development partners, local donors, and donors in the Jamaican diaspora. The JSSE demonstrates a practical application of the five P's of the United Nations Sustainable Development Goals, with a people-centered approach: people, planet, prosperity, partnerships, and peace. To share all about financing the social sector is manager of the JSSE, Nora Blake. Welcome, welcome, Nora.
Thank you for having me, Hennika. It's my pleasure. I've been looking forward. Never done a podcast before.
All right. And it has indeed been a long time coming, right? We should have spoken some seasons back, and now it's the time it's happening. So welcome indeed.
Yes, thank you.
All right. So when we talk about the social sector, let's kind of zone in on what exactly are we talking about?
Okay. So basically, our economy is made up of the public sector, government, the private sector, and the social sector. That's your basic pie. Now, in the social sector, you're talking about your not-for-profit entities, which are like your community groups, your benevolent societies, your PTAs, your social clubs, faith-based entities. All of that comprises entities or will reflect the entities that you'll find in the social sector. Also, significantly, the social sector has a big contribution that is made through the government's budget, of course, because a large part, a large slice of what they do is social. Let's take, for example, health and education. Some people consider that a part of the social sector. But for our purposes, we are generally speaking about NGOs, non-governmental organizations. So it is civil society activity in the economy. Now, as I speak to that, I think it would be a good time to make the point about what we call social value creation. So the economy, as I mentioned earlier, comprises the public sector, the private sector, and the social sector. Now, when you break that down and relate it to our gross domestic product, which is the total goods and services that are produced in the economy, there has actually come to public knowledge and understanding that there's a value that is created by the social services in the economy. So that social value created is now an established concept when you look at the MSME policy, where the social sector is now included in the MSME grouping, because you will find that most social sector NGOs, not-for-profits, fall in the range of business activity that they would qualify as MSME. Yeah. So what the point, though, the ultimate point is that currently our social sector activity accounts for maybe about 7% of GDP, which is an estimate because nobody has fully surveyed it. And part of what we hope to see happen as the social sector space matures through our initiative is that there will be a more precise and a better measurement of the value of the social service sector.
Right. Absolutely. So when we talk about that, we also mentioned in the intro about the JSSC as part of the Stock Exchange's corporate social responsibility. So in general, let's talk about corporate social responsibility. Why is that important? You know, I mean, isn't that companies are just in the business of making profit? Who cares about any social responsibility?
Corporate social responsibility is generally an activity that is undertaken by most corporate entities, which is usually a line item in the budget, and it speaks to their acknowledgement of the need to give back, to do good. However, let me clarify that the Jamaica Social Stock Exchange is not really a CSR activity or the CSR activity of the Jamaica Stock Exchange, because the Social Stock Exchange has a bigger national view than just the localized parochial normal CSR activity that a company undertakes. So outside of the Jamaica Social Stock Exchange, the JSC does have a number of CSR activities that it undertakes, school feeding Absolutely. Program, scholarships. But the Jamaica Social Stock Exchange is a company, a subsidiary of the JSC group of companies that was set up to facilitate a bigger objective, which is the overall national development of our social economy, to the extent that we would like to actually facilitate the growth of a fourth sector of the economy, that class of businesses that are known as social enterprises. It is really not as narrow as a CSR. Yes. The vision of the Social Stock Exchange is to see sustainability come to the social sector. So it's not just JSC, right? It's about the whole sector. Or what we're looking at GDP, we're looking at being able to help the economy to grow through social activities. Right. Now, in that, our mission is that we will provide that platform, that space where you can have a fair and efficient coming together of the markets, the demand and the supply to meet the needs of the social sector to get to this place of sustainability. Because there are a lot of entities in Jamaica, not for profit in particular, who are doing a lot of good. But one of, and maybe the main problem that they point to that they have, is the lack of sufficient financing, lack of sufficient funding. And this is what we're seeking to meet that need, to fill that gap where there can be sustainability to the operations, which in fact will lead to growth and will be reflected in the overall GDP, as we now know that there is value added, value created that is measurable from the work that is done in the social sector.
Absolutely. So you started to touch on where I want to go, which is the whole financing aspect, because, you know, there are many excellent social programs that are, you know, that are out there and would want to come into existence. But one of the major challenges, as with even starting a business, you know, is financing. Now, so let's talk about financing the social sector through the Jamaica Social Stock Exchange. Right. And perhaps in going there, you started to give us a little backdrop of the program, you know, and the why and so on. But if you can just take us a little deeper in terms of when did you begin and what was your main objective of launching the Jamaica Social Stock Exchange, and then we can go into the financing aspect of it.
Okay, so the Jamaica Social Stock Exchange was launched in 2019 by the Prime Minister, Most Honorable Andrew Holness, at our conference, our annual investor conference that was held in 2019. The Jamaica Social Stock Exchange, as I said, was set up to facilitate sustainability to the social sector. That means that we're seeking to do for the social sector that which the stock exchange has done for private sector, in particular our junior market companies, where we have seen a tremendous multiplication of companies being listed, coming to the market, and tremendous growth in the businesses that have listed on the market. So what we are seeking to do for the social sector is to replicate that level of growth and increase for entities in the social sector. How we operate and propose to operate is that we will operate two markets on the Jamaica Social Stock Exchange. We have been able to start with market one, which is our Jamaica social investment market that operates similarly to a crowdfunding platform. But I hasten to say we are not a crowdfunding platform because we have been set up to mimic, to operate as the stock exchange operates. And at the heart of that, at the base of that is governance. You've got to have structure. You've got to have capacity to be able to deliver. And there has to be transparency. There has to be efficiency to facilitate accountability of how the funds, how the resources that are mobilized into the business, into the sector, are being used. So that is how we operate the first market. Quite different from your regular crowdfunding platform. Not only do we mobilize resources, and resources include financial donations, but also technical support. And the social stock exchange itself is set up to facilitate capacity building for the social sector. So we have a project called Innovating Social Sector Financing, which was funded for us by the IDB Lab and our parent company, JSE, to the tune of $910,000 over 3 years. Now, that's not funding for the projects that will come to the stock exchange, the social exchange. That is funding for us to build our own capacity, to enable us to build capacity in the sector. So, for example, when you make an application to the Jamaica Social Stock Exchange for this crowdfunding type of platform, we're in a position that we're gonna help you to develop your business plan properly for your project. It has to have a business plan. We will guide you with a template. The business plan must be accompanied by financials. We have templates developed to guide our social sector organizations, how you present and also how you will report. Because on our market, you will not only apply for funding, but you will have to account for the funding. The project is monitored by the Social Stock Exchange, and reporting is compulsory, and that becomes public available knowledge on the platform of the Jamaica Social Stock Exchange. Another key area in which we are still building out our capacity to be able to help the growth of the sector is to develop tools for the measurement of the impact of the projects and the programs that are listed in the social sector. And all of this is only speaking to what is similar to what they do in crowdfunding. So here you're not going to receive a return on your investment like you do on the junior market. But what we will be able to do as we develop our own capacity and acquire the tools is to measure the impact of the work that is being done by the entity that is listed with us on the social exchange. Okay? And this is what is called the social return on investment, the SROI. Now, let me hasten to point out that on this market, or clarify, I should say, you're talking about making a contribution, making a donation. Of course, the Jamaica Social Stock Exchange is a virtual market. It is on the internet, open 24/7, JSSEJA.com, where at any time, a person who is socially conscious, who considers themselves a social investor, can go online at JSSEJA.com and look at the menu of projects that are there that is seeking funding from the market. And then contribution, a donation can be made by use of a debit card, a credit card, or even a PayPal account to whichever project is chosen to be the recipient of your hard-earned cash. Of course, further to that, we can be contacted directly and a pledge can be made for a payment to be made at a later date, or persons can come in to us at the Social Stock Exchange, which is housed at the Jamaica Stock Exchange at 40 Harbor Street. And of course, within the limit of the law, we can accept cash payments or cash donations. Mm-hmm. Now, the interesting, innovative part of the Jamaica Social Stock Exchange, which is our second market to be operated once the legislation allows us to, is what is an absolute innovation to the social sector. Because what will happen on that market, which is our JIIM, Jamaica Impact Investment Market, is that we will now have social businesses, entities that are set up and are dedicated towards the execution of a social mission, which could include environment or culture. And for this mission, you're operating just like business, using all the principles of business and the ethical considerations of business. But your primary motive is that of sustaining the mission, not the enrichment of the shareholders or stakeholders, because you're now going to have people who are social investors who can purchase stocks, who can purchase equity in the social enterprise, the social business that will be listed in this second market. So as soon as that legislation is enacted by the House of Parliament, then we are able to start that market. Now, of course, that is something that is a total new concept to the whole sector, the social sector, where equity input can come in to the operation of goods and services that are produced for the social sector.
Wow, that has been a mouthful and quite interesting mouthful of, you know, at that. So, Noro, I know persons are listening and they're saying, okay, so how can I get my project listed on the Jamaica Social Stock Exchange?
As I said, to be clear, currently we're operating only in Market One, where we're accepting projects from entities, social entities that are registered and that are fully compliant, meaning that they must have good governance. Their financials must be in order. We require 3 years audited financial statements to accompany the application form. The application form is easy to access online at jssejA.com. You indicate to us in the application what your project is, the life of the project, what your theory of change is, what you expect to happen over the period in the different phases of the project, the expected impact, and so on. You will show us where your capacity lies. We have to see that in terms of the technical capacity that is needed for success to the project, as well as the ability to manage the finance. So a key critical thing in applying and to be selected is that you must have some measure of governance in place, right? There must be that evidence of possibility for success. And we will also help once the project is selected. It means that you are now open to the public for contributions, for donations to be made, which is where we have put our reputation on the line to say, go ahead, support this project because the JSSE has vetted it. Not only did we vet it, we have selected it because we can see where it is going to be an impactful project. And we also promise that we will follow through with the project. We will hold their hands to ensure that they're able to do the reporting that is needed as the project progresses. And we offer, we upload and make that available to our donors. So quarterly financial reports in a standardized form, so that it's not haphazard, confusing in any way, is easily accessible to the donating public. And so throughout the life of the project, the JSSE is there every step of the way, bringing accountability to the funding that we receive for the projects. So it's a simple matter of making the application, and the selection process happens here at the JSSE. We have a subcommittee of the board. We have our own board, by the way, at the JSSE, and we have a subcommittee of the board that actually does the selection process. Once the project is selected, then it goes out to the public. And when the project has attained a minimum of 80% of the targeted funds, then they are listed on the Social Stock Exchange, akin to what happens when you have the IPO. On the junior market, we have the ceremony, the bell ringing ceremony, and the listing of the project. And that is when now you become regulated by the Jamaica Social Stock Exchange, where we're now monitoring. We have a technical partner, which works in collaboration with the JSSE, that monitors for us on a day-to-day basis, the operation of the project, and a monthly report comes in, and we get the quarterly financial reports throughout the life of the project so that there's always accountability and, of course, enhanced possibility for success based on how we're operating.
You did say 3 years financials. You're a new social entity.
Good question.
It doesn't apply?
No, we will also look at a startup. We will look at startups, but of course, again, it is standard. Governance is at the core. You have to have the framework in place to operate. You have to have a good project with a good theory of change, with a good progression, your own internal M&E to monitor and evaluate as you go along, even as we overlay with monitoring and reporting on the project. So yes, we will work with startups.
Okay, and there are a number of projects that are listed currently on the JSSE, right?
Yes.
From those that are there, how many of these entities, if any, is already listed?
Good question. When we launched the social exchange, we had selected 5 best projects and had them selected and put to the public. We have had our first project that received 100% funding, as it had demanded from the market, was our DefCan project, which caters to the deaf community, as the name suggests, where they were seeking to grow what they already had been doing, which is they offer the service, coffee service, to the community. But now they wanted to back integrate and produce their own coffee beans. So they sought funding from the public for their experimental coffee farm to expand. Having received the full amount in their case, they were listed on the social exchange. We did a tremendous amount of work also with the Alpha Music Institute. They wanted to build a new Alpha Music School. Their funding for that came as a bequeath from someone who transitioned. So it was not a direct funding through the Social Stock Exchange, but certainly the work that we did with the project up to that point would credit quite a bit for the assurance and the confidence that they would have attained. And so we sent them off with our blessings. They're fully funded. Now we have 3 projects that are currently to the market for financing. We have a project that's based in Trenchtown that is speaking to the heart of Jamaica's culture. Mm-hmm. Jamaica has a legacy that it has given. Well, Trenchtown has a legacy, and it has given a gift to Jamaica and the world, which
is with Dr. Morgan, right?
Dr. Henry Morgan's ear. His heir entity is overseeing a project at the Jamaica Music Institute, which is a studio that they have in Trenchtown that is the only one like it, of its type in the Caribbean, meaning it can certify, train and certify persons with the Pro Tool certification. That project seeks, of course, to give young people, male and female, opportunities in music beyond just a bus. You can be trained technically through a collaboration they have in the community with the Polytechnic Institute and the studio. And so there's that project that we're seeking to fundraise currently. We have another one, which is we have two other projects that are basically targeting community and our children in terms of being able to assist them with life skills and also the need for character development as well as financial literacy.
Two other doctors there, right? So you have a lot of doctors running projects now.
Yes. Each of those programs are also headed by doctors. One a medical doctor.
Dr.
Rod. Yes. And then we have Dr. Donovan Thomas, PhD doctor, who is heading the Choose Life project. So as you can see, our projects are sort of diverse. You know, you have marginalized persons, but diverse enough to cover the disabled, to cover community for community transformation, and also to deal with transformation in our schools using the education system, and also in the community at the grassroots level through the Choose Life project, which would operate peace ambassadors in schools and churches and so on.
All right. A lot has been said, Nora. Nora Blake, manager of the Jamaica Social Stock Exchange. And I want to ask you again, you would have mentioned it, but just to repeat, where can persons of interest who are interested in the program, these initiatives, find gain access?
Yes, we are easily accessed on the internet, www.jssega.com. That's our website. You go on the website, you basically will click on projects. It prompts you to ask if you want to donate or if you'd like to make an application. If you're donating, you simply swipe out your credit card or your debit card and you will input your information. Just like when you're on Amazon and you're shopping, you have a basket and you'll decide how many projects you're contributing to, one, two, or three, or all of them. And you make your contribution online. And of course, you will naturally be thanked for doing that. And I would say that we would welcome your repeat donations, repeat visit to the site. And of course, you are welcome to view the site, you know, at any time to see how the projects are progressing.
All right. Amazing. That has been Nora Blake, my guest today on the Jamaica Stock Exchange, a new podcast, manager at the Jamaica Social Stock Exchange. Thank you so much, Nora. This has been really a pleasure.
Thank you for having me, Hennika. And I hope that this will be your most listened to podcast.
Of course, you have a bias there, right?
I only have a small bias.
Yes. Thank you so much for listening to the Jamaica Stock Exchange, a new podcast, a podcast of the Jamaica Stock Exchange. My key takeaway for today, there's just been so much because I really did learn a lot, you know, about the Jamaica social investment market. I didn't even know that there, you know, this is the first market stage that we're in terms of the Jamaica Social Exchange. And now the second market is expected to come on board, the Jamaica Impact Investment Market. And, you know, all about measuring social impact, you know, creating social value. Oh my gosh, you know, when we think about the fact that the social sector accounts for about 7% of GDP, it is an estimate. It has not been officially measured, just an estimate. But still, I mean, that is a big percentage, you know, going towards our gross domestic product. So there is need for us to become really interested in this sector, the social sector. We may have a project that we want to execute, or it could be that you want to finance projects that are already out there, you know? instead of recreating the wheel, that you just make a contribution, and that will be so welcome. So thank you so much. A lot of light bulbs went up in my head, a lot of great aha moments, and we love to hear your feedback. So please send us yours at podcast@jamstockx.com or on social media at jamstockx. In the meantime, please follow this podcast on your favorite podcast app, Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, whatever it is. The Jamaica Stock Exchange and You is produced by Henny Kowatki Sporter, by now you know that's me, of the Entrepreneurial You podcast and TV show. And you can find out more at hennykowatkisporter.com to hear leadership and entrepreneurship lessons from guests like Gary Matalon, Zachary Harding, Les Brown, Richard Branson, Dr. Marcia Forbes, Dr. Marlene Street Forrest, Seth Godin. Should I go on? Okay, I'll just stop right there. So much more. And I'm also on social media at Henny Kowatki Sporter. And that's all for now. See you next week. Remember, as Warren Buffett says, rule number one, don't lose money. Rule number two, don't forget. Rule number one, do take care.